Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at self-control. Father in heaven, we praise you for the awesome God that you are, and for what you have done for us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you for the gift of your Spirit and the attributes that it brings into our lives as a gift from you. Lord, as we study self-control today, please help us to hear what you need us to hear, and that we will take it to heart, especially the things that we need to learn and put into practice in our own lives. Fill us today with your Spirit and grant our desire for self-control in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sweet spirit in this place. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
Spirit, fill this place. Come with your glory and your grace. Teach us to lift our hands with one pure voice. These things we pray. Come again and fill us with your power. Desperately we wait this very hour.
We lift our voice as one, now hear our plea.
Quench our thirst and cleanse our shame.
Teach us and mold us till we have your heart.
These things we pray. Teach us till we have your heart and mind. Clinging to the cross we know we'll find.
Ooh.
thank you for listening to this call to worship as we're looking at self-control. And special thanks to those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And our website address is www.calltoworship.us.
To trust in God.
This is your call to worship.
I will move on to the rock of
The Holy Spirit is a gift from God, a powerful gift. The attributes of this person are what we call the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit includes self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is like a list of attributes of the Holy Spirit. It's how Christians behave when they allow their actions and attitudes to be influenced, controlled by God's Spirit. His Word makes it very clear that we are to be under the influence of His Spirit. Look at Ephesians 5:18. Do not be drunk with wine, instead be filled with the Spirit. Those who know me best know that I'm a firm believer in the reality that God's Word is the best interpreter of God's Word. So let's listen to what God has to say about self-control, fruit of the Spirit. From Proverbs 25, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. 1 Corinthians 9, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So you run, that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and I keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Yes, folks, being under the control of the Spirit does mean also denying some of our fleshly desires, choices. Matthew 16. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Galatians 5. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you're always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you're not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you're directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, and here's the list: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And there's no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. Since we're living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. The Apostle Paul's words in his second letter to Timothy, his son in the faith, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind, self-discipline, self-control. Because of that, don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, Timothy, nor of me, his prisoner, but be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Our lifelong focus should be to share the gospel while we watch for Christ's imminent return. Dear God, help us to wake up each morning with those thoughts on our mind. As Titus 2 says, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. And we're instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. He gave His life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us His very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds." And finally, to sum it all up, listen to God's Word in 2 Peter, 1st chapter. "By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the One who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ."
His strength is perfect, so success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness He is there to let me when we can.
But you, you're what I have tonight.
Whom have I in heaven but you?
Whom have I in heaven?
There is nothing on earth I desire beside you.
Nothing on earth I desire. My heart and my strength.
My heart and my strength.
So many times.
Will prevail. God is the strength.
Our call to worship today has focused on self-control, fruit of the Spirit of an Almighty God. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program has been helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address once again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 877-207-9704. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, to visit our website. That website address is www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you heard on today's program. That address again is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now as we part, remember, the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. Since we're living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives.